Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Yes, I see a charge on my credit card, and it has this number as the contact number, and just trying to see what this is for.
Yes, ma'am, I'll be more than happy.
As Superior Apparel.
May I have your zip code, please?
30117.
Your first and last name?
Sanji Green.
Okay. You say, what was that first name?
S-O-N-J-I.
Okay. Sanji. Okay, one moment, we're still with you. Locating your account. Mrs. Green, please verify your shipping address.
119 Sunrise Strip, Carrollton.
Thank you. We were able to locate your account. One moment while I review the information, please. It shows that on August 31st, 2022, you elected to go forth to receive a KitchenAid set for the exclusive rate of $5.74. Now, being that you went forth to receive this product at such an exclusive rate, and you did not call before the expiration of the trial, you were automatically enrolled into a membership program. With that in mind, you would actually receive the $200 voucher to shop online to receive gifts and gadgets similar to a tablet, smartwatch, handheld vacuums, and also other gadgets similar. So the amount that you're calling in question to is actually a membership fee.
What, $39.99?
That is actually an application that is a part of the membership fee. One of the perks of being in a membership is that you also receive different applications such as...
But I didn't receive anything. What are you talking about?
That $200 voucher would have been in your email.
What email?
SanjiGreen119@gmail.com. That's where they would have actually sent the $200 voucher.
But I'm saying, what is the voucher for? I didn't sign up for anything. You say because I didn't call and cancel. Cancel what? I never received anything.
According to our system here, in August 31st, 2022, you went forth to receive a KitchenAid set.
Never received a KitchenAid set. No, I have not.
Well, the reason why you probably never received it because it was a drawing that you entered into.
I have no. I'm disputing this. I did not. This is crazy. So is this your charge to this Effortless Guarding for $67.32?
I do see a charge of $67.32.
What is that for?
Actually, the $67.32 is the membership fee, and the $39.99 is a part of the application, which is a perk of the membership fee.
No, I'm disputing that. No, you just got my card number and charged it unauthorized. No, I didn't sign up for any type application, none of that. No, I want that taken off. I haven't received anything. I didn't order anything. No.
The information presented would have been your terms and conditions when you went forth to receive the
So you're saying I signed something in August, but you charged my card in December.
Actually, you have been getting charged consecutively since August.
No, I haven't. Not on this card here. No, I have not.
Ma'am, I'm just providing information.
Exactly. And you charged this illegally. You never charged this card for no membership. So where you get this card number from, I'm not sure, but I can go back to all my statements. This has never been on this card. So when did you receive the card number? You've been charging it since August is what you're telling me?
Ma'am, you created this account August 31st, 2022.
And you've been charging me, you're saying, every month. So the only time I see it is in December.
Ma'am, I'm just providing the...
What did you charge in August? The same account?
Ma'am, what's the last 4 digits of that card number?
You should have it. I can give you the reference number of what you charged.
If you were only speaking about one item, ma'am, then that wouldn't actually be null and void.
I'm speaking of two charges, and you're telling me it's for something that I signed up for in August. And what I'm telling you, I did not sign up for anything. I haven't received anything. The only time I saw this charge on here is for December. So what
ma'am, are you stating that you never went forth to receive a Mitsuit or a KitchenAid set for the exclusive rate of $574?
No.
Okay. Well, are you claiming that these actions are fraudulent, ma'am?
I would have never used this card for it if I had.
So you're stating that your card information is compromised?
Evidently it is. And why would it wait 2 months to charge it? You say you
Here again, ma'am.
This is December.
According to our system, ma'am, your account has been getting charged consecutively.
No, it had not, sir. I'm looking at the last 3 months. This is the first time I saw charges on this card that I do not recognize, and it's these two charges. There's nothing on my card.
Well, if this is actually fraudulent actions, ma'am, no worries. We can get you to the fraud department as you state that you are not the person who established this account. So what we're going to do is get you right over to the fraud department, and they'll do more research, ma'am. Private especially.
That just sounds crazy. I'm looking back 3 months, and there's no charges on this card. Yeah, you need to get me over there because I see something surplus. It's probably you, too. I guess y'all use a different name. Yeah, it's a scam. Every month they change the name on it. I guess to throw me off, change the name and put a different 800 number. Yes, if you could transfer me over, I would appreciate it.
One moment, man. We're probably notating 1 second here.
That is crazy. Good thing I looked at it. Look at that. $56.95. It's probably the same company, Surplus Source. I don't even freaking use this damn card. I knew I wouldn't have never done that. I don't even use it. Not nothing like this. I was paying it off. Let me go all the way back to August. Since you want to say I did it in August. See where this could have came from. University of West Georgia. Okay. It's September. It's got to be the same company. Are you able to transfer me?
Bear with us patiently, ma'am. We're working. 1 second here.
No wonder I couldn't no damn get it paid off. 4
Mrs. Green, thank you so much for your patience. We're getting you transferred right now.